You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Roland Martin.
Hold it now.
This morning in New York on CNN. Good morning, Roland.
Hey, man. Actually, they got sold out in D.C.
Oh, that's where you are?
Yeah, I got to sleep in my own bed.
Okay.
So it's been all good, Tom. First of all, Tom, everybody at Texas Southern University said hello at the 85th anniversary gala on Friday. So it was a fabulous time with TSU. Got to see my Aggies win Saturday, Texans win Sunday, and those poor, wretched Cowboys.
Wretched.
Oh, well.
Wretched.
They suck. It happens. All right, Tom. But, Tom, I appreciate you being on the Chicago Bears bandwagon.
No.
Stay on that bandwagon because they play the Texans on Sunday.
We got bigger things to talk about, Roland.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Let's get to it.
Rough weekend for the Cowboys. And
okay.
If you were voting in Florida, rough weekend, too. I was getting tweets. Folks in line 7-8 hours. Just absolute nonsense. So what in the world is happening in the Sunshine State? We turn to Congresswoman Corinne Brown. Congresswoman, what in the world is going on? Of course, Republicans changed the rules. They slashed early voting. They said no voting on Sunday. Yesterday, folks in line, then they said they shut the doors. They were towing cars. What's happening in Miami-Dade?
Well, let me just say that Florida will not be denied. We are going to be in the mix, crazy as we can be. We can't count, and we're having a hard time voting. But yesterday, not only in Miami, but in Central Florida, we was voting yesterday, and it's confusion. And this is exactly what the Republicans want to do. They want to confuse people whether your vote is going to count. So, but the key is that you can even vote today. Vote by mail. You can go into the supervisor's office. You can get an absentee ballot, vote, and turn it in. You can do that today. You do not have to wait till tomorrow.
If you vote by absentee today, will it count tomorrow?
Oh yes, but you can.
When will they count the absentees?
They will count them. They start depending on the supervisor. Every supervisor is different. But if you turn it in the office, you know that you sign it.
Don't mail it.
Don't mail it. No. And let me just tell you. There are thousands of African-American absentees that have not been turned in. Now, we're all soldiers in this army, and everybody have to be responsible for making sure their absentee is turned in, and it is too late to mail. Duval County, we have over 6,000, Orange, over 6,000. That's unacceptable. We need every single ballot.
Okay.
You know, I know some people wait on the storm, and I'm not talking about the weather.
Okay, Representative Brown. Okay, so if you get an absentee ballot.
Yes.
Okay, you picked up one.
Mm-hmm.
If you did not turn it in, if you go to the polls, if you go to the polls tomorrow to vote in person.
You're going to have to turn that in.
You can't just go and you have to. If you go to the polls tomorrow, bring your absentee ballot.
That's correct.
That you picked
That's
up.
That's correct. That's right.
Okay, that way you can't vote twice.
You can vote in person.
I got you.
And listen. The long wait. It was deliberate, so you know that you got to carry patience with you.
That's right. So drive
that
down.
That is the reason.
Drive down there like it's a late light bill or something, right?
Light bill.
Oh, hey,
I'm going to your party. How about that?
All right.
The congresswoman I was talking
to. Party.
I was talking to Anna Navarro, Republican strategist. She's from Florida.
Yes,
and she said part of the problem, this ballot, she said the ballot is so doggone long.
Yes.
She said normally she votes in 5 minutes. It took 22 minutes because they put the entire constitutional amendment on the ballot. It's like 10 pages.
Absolutely. But the key is that Rick Scott put them on, and it's all no.
The governor.
Yes, Governor Rick Scott put them all on. Every single group, whether it's the NAACP or the Women League of Voters, said vote no. So the key is, even though it sounds good, it's a poison pill in there. So you can do it in a few minutes. In addition to that, yes, that's right, no on all of the amendments. Yes, on all of the judges. You do not want the governor appointing judges.
Mm.
So yes on the judges, no on
the
amendments. And make it really quick. And that's what's on the second page, the amendments. J- just go to those amendments. No. 12, 11 times.
And you're out of there.
The chase.
Yes to the judges. And
yes to the judges. And listen, let me just say something. You all were very involved in what happened in Sanford, Florida, when a young black person shot and killed and the person not arrested. Jacksonville, a woman does a warning shot, get 20 years. It's all the judges. So you cannot just walk in, vote the top of the ticket, and walk out. You got to vote the entire ballot.
All right, then.
I agree. Congresswoman, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
You're a delight.
Thank you.
I love Corinne Brown. Don't you?
Wagon, Tom.
Don't you love Corinne Brown?
Yes. Oh, that's right. Oh, keep it straight. Keep it real.